Lloyd Bruce, thanks for joining us.
Happy to be with you.
So the Sackville United Church has an event coming up on Sunday, International Pie Day. And the name of the event is a bit of a double or even maybe triple entendre. Can you explain that a bit?
Well, yeah. So March 14th, 3.14 is International Pie Day. The national affirming body of the United Church of Canada has kind of taken a twist on that and played with Pi 3.14 and the word P-I-E, Pi, as a way to talk about our public, intentional, and explicit welcome of LGBTQ folk and other marginalized persons. Public. We talk often about how we seek to be an affirming community. We're intentional in our efforts at including diverse groups of people. And we're explicit. We make no apology for being an affirming community. And those are the standards that we try to hold ourselves to as a community of faith.
So this event on Sunday will be a fundraising event. You're going to be auctioning actual pies, as well as supporting the affirming ministry and celebrating Pi Day. Can you tell us a bit about what kind of activities the affirming ministry efforts of the Sackville United Church takes on?
Well, historically, and I'll start there, because the first Pi event we hosted was 3 years ago. And that was as we were preparing to welcome a rainbow refugee, a person who had been persecuted in their country as a result of their sexual orientation. And we were working in partnership with the Sackville Refugee Response Coalition. And we had a resounding success from that event. That was a very targeted project. Last year, just as we were prepared to host our Pi event in 2020, regrettably, that was the day the world changed.
Right.
And we had to cancel that event as a result of COVID. Having said that, a number of people still made donations, and those funds went towards our safe space that we operate here at the church, what's come to be called the queer room for young adults who are looking for a safe place, regardless of their sexual orientation or gender expression. And so we don't have a target for this fundraising event. It's really just an attempt to continue it in the midst of a pandemic. And the funds raised will go to the general work of the church in trying to create an affirming presence in the community.
All right. So you do, you hold space, you have space there where people of our orientations and gender identities can feel okay just being in their own skin and being themselves.
Exactly. That's what we try to offer. And at its height, prior to the pandemic, there were regularly 10 to 12 teenagers taking part in that space, and they had created for themselves a set of guidelines, community guidelines, and we provide adult presence who are just there to be supportive and helpful where possible. There's no programming per se, but again, it's just safe space for these young adults to gather in community.
We should probably go over some practical details. How does a pie auction work?
In a pandemic.
Yeah, exactly.
So what we're going to do, now that we're in yellow, we will actually have a limited number of people able to be present. So our sanctuary, recognizing physical distancing requirement, can accommodate 25 people. So up to 25 people can be here in person. And then others can take part via Zoom. And the meeting ID and passcode has been circulated widely on social media. And so it's going to be as much of a live auction as possible. And there also will be the opportunity to participate on Facebook Live. So we will have individuals monitoring both Zoom and Facebook Live, recording bids. And we'll highlight a pie on the screen, allow the bidding to take place. And then for those pies that are here that day, they will be able to be picked up or will be delivered immediately following the auction. And I think so far we've got about a dozen pies that will be here that day. And then we have about that many additional pies or gift certificates that folks can make use of at a later date.
Okay.
So they'll have the opportunity to negotiate with the donor of the pie when they'd like to receive that pie. Or in the case of a couple of corporate donors, such as the All Act Big Stop and Jack's Pizza and Knuckles Truffles, you can go to the business and or call the business and say, I have this gift certificate and I'd like to get the pie on this date, and they'll make sure that it's ready for you.
So you've got some local businesses in addition to, I guess, just local bakers.
Exactly. It's trying to, again, it's about spreading the message that we all need to be a part of the work of affirming persons in our community. And so if we can spread that message by sharing a few rainbows around the community on our letterhead, and telling people why this work is important. That's part of our ministry.
All right. Can I ask, like, what sort of pies are on the menu?
Okay, so far for Sunday, delivery pickup on Sunday, we have a bumbleberry, brown sugar apple, blueberry, butterscotch, two lemons, something I've never seen before, sour cream raisin pie with meringue.
Ooh.
Traditional apple. And then for delivery later, so far we've got strawberry rhubarb, peanut butter, lemon sponge, sweet potato, and pecan.
Wow, that's more variety than I could have imagined. That's wonderful.
Well, the variety in pies, I think, reflects the variety and diversity of community, and we need to be about celebrating such diversity and variety.
All right. Well, thanks very much for telling us about this, Lloyd. And I guess, how do people, where can people find out more info, and what time is it happening on Sunday?
So 2:00 on Sunday, and if you visit the Sackville Pastoral Charge Facebook page, I just posted a video with pictures of all the pies that we have thus far with the link to the Zoom meeting for 2:00 on Sunday. Or you can try and get a seat in the sanctuary. But as I said, it will be limited seating as a result of COVID.
All right. Well, thanks very much for telling us about this, and best of luck on Sunday.
Thank you for your interest. All the best.